The reading for this morning from the calendar. What a great verse. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord, thy blessing is upon thy people. Well, what does it really say? Matthew Henry says, I read a couple commentaries on this verse. This is David. If we look at this psalm, this is David teaching us how to pray and what to do with our emotions when we really get disturbed. You ever get disturbed that people who aren't Christians, who haven't laid their life down for Christ, do better sometimes than those Christians who are really trying to walk as a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ? And you look at them and the others in there, they're going straight to hell, and doggone it, they're just doing great. We're miserable. Well, that's what David saw here. And he was saying his enemies are doing really great. What's wrong, Lord? And they're stronger than we are. They're stronger than I am. They got better this, better that. Anyway, he began the psalm with complaints of the strength and malice of his enemies. But he concludes with rejoicing in the power and the grace of his God, and now sees more with him than against him. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. He has the power to save, be the danger ever so great. All that have the Lord for their God are sure of salvation, because he is the God of salvation. And so many times, if we would just take those complaints that stir within us and tell God about it, all of a sudden it gives him a chance to take our minds and show us what he really can do for us. I love it. I love the fact that David had lousy emotions sometimes. He got mad. He got bitter at the enemies. He even got bitter at God. But you know what? He always went to God with it. And God called him not a naughty boy for spouting off. But he loved David. And he was a man after God's heart. The Bible background commentary says, and I love the first part, his conclusion is didactic. I love that word. I don't have a clue what it means, but it just sounds good. It's didactic. It means to teach. Pastor Kevin told me this morning, I said it in the office, I said, I love this word. And then I told him, I don't know what it means. But what does it mean, Pastor Kev?
It means to teach with emphasis and to teach with strength and a very orderly line upon line, precept upon precept kind of teaching.
Amen. See, that's it. So his conclusion is that deliverance comes from the Lord. God's people should pray to him under similar circumstances so that they may share his blessings. So that's all we need to remember. Let's stand and let's say it out of the Message Bible this morning. Real help comes from God. Your blessing clothes your people. His blessing is just all over us. Amen. So can we rejoice this morning and go into worship with a happy heart and a trusting heart, a heart that trusts in our God. Amen.